Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scover, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable.
Welcome back. Today, Alice and I are going to, one way or another, narrow down our list of passages for NICE down to our top four selections.
Oh my God, this is the hardest job in the world. Well, it's hard. I shouldn't say that in the world, but and I don't even know how many passages we have in our short list for each book, but getting it down to one from each book is going to be a tough job because we love all these passages.
Right, absolutely. And as a brief reminder, our books that we have selected this year, that part's done.
Yeah, right. Yes. Finally, we have our final four books are selected. Yes.
So we have Sula by Toni Morrison. We have, as I scroll down here, I have a lot of scrolling.
I know. The next one's a Yellow Wallpaper. I know that.
Yes,
yeah.
Yellow Wallpaper by Charlotte Perkins Gilman. And we have Tarzan of the Apes, which I'm still scrolling.
Oh, yeah. And A Wrinkle in Time by Madeline L'Engle. Yes. Yeah. And Tarzan of the Apes by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Right. So I think the order we were talking about these, we're going to talk about Sula first.
Let's do Sula first.
Oh, my gosh. And Sula, Toni Morrison, goddess of writing. Oh, this book is so, it's just chock full of beautiful passages.
Oh, it is.
And when we were doing our potential passages, is what we usually call these, we both found so many that we love for so many different reasons. And boy, I tell you, these have just been something to look at and ponder. Because again, with our project, NICE, Noblesville Interdisciplinary Creativity Expo, one of the components is that either the book as a whole or the selected passage from the book, and since there are four, it's four and four, four books, four passages, are meant to offer inspiration to artists of all kinds, whether you're a painter, a photographer, a writer of poetry or prose, a musician, a cupcake decorator, a cake decorator, a dressmaker, whatever, you know, costumer. We want you to find inspiration in the selected passage or the book as a whole for new creations that kind of reflect what you get out of the passages or the books. And so trying to look at these passages that we love with that as part of our goal is really challenging, you know.
It is, absolutely. I'm trying to think of the best way to do this. I can tell you two of the passages from Sula that are really standing out to
okay,
me.
Okay, let's start with your two. Yeah.
One of them is the very end of the book, and we could do different links for it, but it's the part where, and spoiler alert, those of you at home, but she has realized that what meant the most to her is not the loss of her husband and his infidelity. It's the loss of her soulmate and friend Sula. And mm-hmm. It was a fine cry, loud and long, but it had no bottom and it had no top, just circles and circles of sorrow. That and up to, a good couple paragraphs right above it. I just love the no bottom, no top, circles and circles of sorrow. That circular idea, I think, would be very visual. There's so much you could do in writing that had that circular idea, and it's such a strong emotion there.
Yeah, I agree. And I think our passage starts, should I just read it? Should I just
sure,
read the passage?
Ahead.
Let's kind of remember it for everybody. Suddenly, Nell stopped. Her eye twitched and burned a little. Sula, she whispered, gazing at the tops of trees. Sula, leaves stirred and mud shifted. There was the smell of overripe green things. A soft ball of fur broke and scattered like dandelion spores in the breeze. All that time I thought I was missing Jude. And the loss pressed down on her chest and came up into her throat. We was girls together, she said, as though explaining something. Oh, Lord, Sula, she cried. Girl, 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 girl. It was a fine cry, loud and long, but it had no bottom and it had no top, just circles and circles of sorrow. And I don't read the quotes very well because I'm not in the rhythm of it. But I mean, that's just, I love that passage. That's definitely one of my top passages. What's your other top passage?
Okay, the other top passage.
Scrolling. No, we're both scrolling.
Oh, it was the part about the artist with no art form who becomes dangerous.
Yeah, that's like in my list, that's second from the top, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the quote there is, in a way, her strangeness, her naivete, her craving for the other half of her equation was the consequence of an idle imagination. Had she paints or clay or knew the discipline of the dance or strings? Had she anything to engage her tremendous curiosity and her gift for metaphor? She might have exchanged the restlessness and preoccupation with whim for an activity that provided her with all she yearned for. And like an artist with no art form, she became dangerous.
I love that one too. That's in my top, I'm going to say three. Mm-hmm. Both of the ones that you chose as your top two definitely are in my tops as well. For I mean, probably for you too. The reason we both love those are, you know, they're so different from each other, but I love them very much. And yet in a way, they both do kind of speak to, even the one about the paints of the clay and the discipline of dance or strings, and artwork and stuff, that it still speaks to that female friendship, because it's her craving for the other half of her equation, which at the time in this the storyline, she doesn't know yet that the other half of her equation is her friend, right? And so she's her idle imagination makes her dangerous. I just love that. So I love a lot about that passage. Yeah, that's a great one.
Now, you said you had a top three. What's your third?
My third one, oh boy, I really have four, but I'm going to try to get it down to Oh, I love so many of them. Well, I love the one about pain, but I think that's better in a podcast discussion than all by itself. One of my top ones is when Sula is, this one is about Sula. While in this state of weary anticipation, she noticed that she was not breathing, that her heart had stopped completely. A crease of fear touched her breast. For any second, there was sure to be a violent explosion in her brain, a gasping for breath. Then she realized, or rather she sensed, that there was not going to be any pain. She was not breathing because she didn't have to. Her body did not need oxygen. She was dead. Sula felt her face smiling. Well, I'll be damned, she thought. It didn't even hurt. Wait till I tell Nell. And I just love that, because this is literally her dying thought, or you could say her soul's thought immediately after death, is to tell her friend. I mean, this is kind of like the ultimate female friendship thing, right? So that's one I really, really love.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.